so far from Australia, maybe about 1,000 kilometers east of there, and there's lots of different Polynesian nations around there. You got Fiji to the west, you got Samoa nearby, you got Tonga as well to the west. So actually not a nation of its own, it is a territory, it is a collectivity of France. So their motto is still Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité. But really this place has only been colonized by French since the late 19th century. So the people are not French, the people are Polynesian. And yes, Wallis and Futuna, those two main islands are about 200 kilometers apart. So really, they weren't one people until the French put the two islands together under their control. So yeah, a nation of only about 15,000 humans. So the music, well, reflected in the fact that there's very few people, relatively. You know, this will be probably a fairly short little feature, but it's kind of funny on this program, like, if there's a nation of a billion people, they'll get a program, and if there's a nation of 15,000 people, I'll do a program on them. But yeah, there's some justice in that, I suppose. I don't know. Anyways, Wallis and Futuna, Polynesian music. The people are, well, have their own languages. There's the Walisian language, the Futunian language. One of them is closer to Tongan, the other one's closer to Samoan. But all the languages there are seemingly mutually intelligible. The official language is French. But nice thing is that the native languages are still spoken at home by about 85 to 90% of the population on each of those different islands with their different languages, respectively. But yeah, the native language is still very strong there. So I'm going to get into music. First of Futuna. Yeah, the Futuna is it the larger one? They're about roughly the same size, but Futuna does have a larger population. Yes, although the capital is on Wallis, also known as, Wallis is also known as Uvea. It has two-thirds of the population. Futuna has a third. So, man, get my facts right here. You're going to hear a nice traditional song that is not credited to any musicians in particular, but this is definitely Futunan music, and it's a track called Hua Lua, or is it called Kua Osi Atu Ai Talanoa? The facts are indiscreet, but the music is beautiful. So here we go. Trip to Futuna and then Wallis on Wandering Rhythms.
Oi, Siya kumabahan mai, mudahin na mudahin pa mi furi. Portuguese, e loa de Maori, que filape de Tiamulha. O mar não fala o dom.
A few keystrokes, you can sample thousands of opinions. Afloat in a sea of information! But as the volume increases, the accuracy and reliability of professional journalism is essential. The Journalism Is campaign celebrates the contributions of quality Canadian journalism through advertising and online conversation. The campaign aims to rally the wider community of journalists and media works, media corporations, and media consumers to increase awareness, recognition, and support for professional journalism. Journalism Is marks the first phase of a longer-term effort to mobilize the media industry and the public to support professional journalism in Canada. For more information about this campaign, please visit journalismis.ca.
Broadcasting from Futuna, this is Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard some sweet music from a very small Polynesian island known as Futuna. And the people there, well, they speak their language of Futunan, and I'm telling you, it's not profanity. It sounds like there's a lot of fuku-fuku kind of vibes, but that's it means love. They're nice words these people are saying. of course, the music is beautiful, so why would they have any reason to... Yeah, okay. So the last group you heard was an artist named Polly Lautoka, seemingly a legendary musician on an island of only a few thousand people, but nevertheless, he's a legend locally. Polly Lautoka, the track Koena Siaku Tohi I Avatu. Nice. And that's got some nice drumming, so it sounds like some folk rock. And before that, you heard Manuel Vaitanaki. And the best I could do, pulling threads together, I think the name is called Folika Tuiseka. And that is a style that, judging by the other people that upload songs, they all call it slow funaki music. Slow futu nien in French. So that's, there's a lot of ballads, basically. Slow futuna. If you put those together, you'll find a whole whack of music that will mellow you out, for sure. And before that, we heard a chant with the most traditional sounding music that is available. A song, I believe, called Hua Osi Atu Ai Talanoa. A nice photo of these men that look like, they look like Polynesian warriors in front of a little Christian church, and most people there now are Catholic after the missionaries, the French people, came in the mid-19th century. So, hey, that was music of Futuna, and now we're going to the neighboring islands, Wallace, and Wallace is the home of the capital city of this nearly nation, part of France still, and the people don't seem to be pushing too hard for independence. Things seem to be all right over there. Matautu is the capital, at 1,200 people, but that whole island of Wallace, also known as Uvea, that's the native name, home to two-thirds of the population of this French collectivity. So this is where the great music, you know, where the most action is, you could say, on Uvea. So, yeah, 200 kilometers or so from Futuna. They're basically two separate entities entirely. And you're going to hear some music here. One of the groups from Wallace, they're called Pacifica, with a K. And this is Puli Noa Ite Oceania. And yes, the lovely Polynesian vibes continue here. Nice stuff to warm you up on a Monday. Here we go, Wandering Rhythms in Polynesia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from Uvea. That was a Walesian country rock track, an artist called Poli Lau Toka, the track Te Ani Tuai. And wow, for some reason country music is big in Polynesia, so is reggae, so are the synthesizers, and so is the slide guitar, something similar to ukulele, which you heard before that, and an artist named Sagato Kale, or Kale, spelled the same way, the track Tuke Tuke, and before that, Pacifica with Pulinoa Ite Oceania, and that was three straight tracks from Uvea, also known as Wallace, the most populous of the two nearly neighboring, chains of islands that were brought together under French control about 150-odd years ago or something. And, I hope you're enjoying this unusual trip to Polynesia, one of the, even within that land of much ocean, one of the lesser known of Polynesian islands. So you maybe heard some differences between the two languages there, that last one, the language, the Walesian language or Uvean. And I got one more track from you from the other place, from Futuna. So a group here called Nuku'alofa, the track Laka Laka Mai La Kihe. So very, you could say undeveloped part of Polynesia, and worth this little trip. So this one actually sounds a little African, I would say. But yeah, nice, another final upbeat number to close out the special.